Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the sixth day of August 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We don't have any guests today because I want to be able to cover news and take your phone calls. The stock market is in serious decline right now. The dollar is in free fall again today, as well as the nation's second largest mortgage lender declaring bankruptcy unexpectedly. And that's not because of people who were risk borrowers defaulting or slow paying. That is because of, quote, mainline people with good credit. Very serious. So the latest info is coming out on that minute by minute. We'll be covering that when we get back from break. Also, as if that isn't bad enough, we now have new details since I first covered this yesterday on the Sunday show we do now. Foot and mouth virus released from government laboratory in England. They did this last time and killed 8 million sheep, more than 2 million cows, and devastated most farms in the nation. This is all about control and quarantines and lockdowns. And they're even admitting the government did it again. I mean, this, and they just admit it and then roll forward. And, folks, I see articles like this every day, but I usually don't see three or four or five in one day. There are five stories today. Headline, the Denver News Channel, 7, ABC, fire crew bosses who can't speak Spanish are fired, can lose jobs. Another headline here, English speaker says landlord's message is clear. No Spanish, you're kicked out. We don't want gringos here anymore. Here's another one, and this story is amazing. It's out of the Washington Times. But they spin it. The headline should be racial attack. Legal aliens fire into the facility, it's believed, and it turns into clerk blames firing on illegalist debate. He was wearing a U.S. Border Patrol baseball cap. They walked in, yelled at him, walked out, fired into the structure, and his boss said, hey, you shouldn't be wearing that. You're fired. And I have several more, folks. It's very, very serious. Also, they're finally getting you ready for the mass sanitariums. That has a popular connotation of mental institutions, but no, sanitarium generally, at least in this country, was a mass facilities for those with TB where you could quietly die or convalesce. In Texas, TB lockup. Rate of TB explodes exponentially. And you may love the illegal aliens, but when you're coughing your bloody lungs up, you're going to remember. You're going to remember. So we'll be going over that as it exponentially, geometrically explodes. And now the media gets to spin it and get you to easy, easy, easy. Just let us load you, your old Mustang, onto the trailer. You're going to a nice place. And as soon as they throw that bolt, they just laugh and say, you're going to a nice Elmer's glue factory. That's Roger Ailes and Rush Limbaugh and all of them. That's what Rupert Murdoch's all about. Just here to neutralize you long enough with phony conservative diatribe. Just long enough to throw that bolt and that's literally their spirit, ladies and gentlemen. American Home files for bankruptcy after shutdown. No discussion of bailouts in the last few months as they knew this was coming. I said unexpected for those of us that knew it was expected. Oh, yeah, we live in very interesting times right now. We're going to have all the latest financial news as it develops posted on JonesReport.com. Aaron Dykes is in there feverishly posting stories, the latest index news that is from all over the place, grabbed from everywhere. And we got a big report on this coming out later this evening. JonesReport.com. Stay with us.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicins, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets.
For more information, visit garlic, the number 4, yourheart.com, or click on the banner at gcnlive.com, or call Amy personally at 805-595-2711. That's 805-595-2711.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm so busy running around during the breaks, grabbing handfuls of news that I barely slid back into the catbird seat here in the cockpit, here in the crow's nest on time to get on air. Right now, the Dow going down to 1320, went back up a paltry 70% or 75 points to 1325 right now. As the Federal Reserve and others at least make a cursory appearance of trying to bolster the market. I forgot to ask you, John, did you get that Jim Cramer freaking out this morning clip? Let's go ahead and play a few minutes of that. Here it is.
This bigger. This is about Bernanke. This is about Bernanke. He has to be on that call. Forget the investors. The investors are going to do it. If Bernanke,
I'm
listens,
sure someone
Bernanke needs to open the discount window. That's how bad things are out there. Bernanke needs to focus on this. Alan Greenspan told everyone to take a teaser rate and then raise the rate 17 times. And Bernanke is being an academic. It is no time to be an academic. It is time to get on the Bear Stearns call. Listen, open the darn Fed window. He has no idea how bad it is out there. He has no idea. He has no idea.
Cramer.
I have talked to the heads of almost every single one of these firms in the last 72 hours, and he has no idea what what it's like out there. None! And Bill Poole has no idea what it's like out there. My people have been in this game for 25 years, and they are losing their jobs, and these firms are going to go out of business, and he's nuts! They're nuts! They know nothing!
Kramer.
I have not seen it like this since I won 5 bid for a 500,000 shares of Citigroup when I got hit in 1990. This is a different kind of market, and the Fed is asleep!
Okay, but here's the thing.
Bill Poole is a shame! He's shameful!
Hold on. I know you're passionate.
He never told us we did credit and home document. At least I read the darn thing.
Hold on, I know you're passionate, and I hear you, but at the same time, a lot of people are saying this is, yes, there's certain types of mortgages that aren't available. But Kramer, if he did what you said, which seems to me from the way
cut the rate. Open the discount window.
Okay,
cut the rate.
He comes out next week and cuts rates.
Believe the pressure.
You're going to have, that's going to cause Armageddon.
No, we have Armageddon. I wouldn't try to cause this. We have Armageddon. In the fixed income markets, we have Armageddon.
No, but that's not what
they
say.
We have Armageddon.
They say, even when I've talked to a couple banks, they don't say it's Armageddon.
Well, they say
it's repricing. They're very firm about that.
Oh, great. Okay, well, let them be calm and then have them call me on the way home like they do every night and tell me, Kramer, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to help us? Are you going to help us? Are you going to stand on the sideline like everybody else and say that it's fine? Will somebody come on TV and tell the truth about how bad it is?
But a lot of people say, these same people say, it's not Ben Bernanke and the rate that matters. The bond market
Look, we'll spend billions in Iraq to build homes. We are going to have thousands of people. Well, we have thousands of people losing their homes right now. 14 million people took a mortgage in the last 3 years. 7 million of them took teaser rates or took piggyback rates.
Mm-hmm.
They will lose their homes. This is crazy.
Yes.
I'm sorry to be upset about it, but you have to understand what they're saying to me off the record before I come in here every night and every day, and what I hear from these blowhard managers who act like, call someone for heaven's sake. Go call someone. I worked at fixed income at Goldman Sachs. This is not the time to be complacent.
All right.
Sometimes I wish I didn't know anybody so I could just sit here and say, you know what, just go buy some Washington.
You know, I used to think it was an act, but then I've seen him in interviews admit that he's a criminal and admit that they engage in crimes when they're short selling, when they're trying to knock down a stock so that they get their put and so it does lose. And there he is admitting what's going on, only in one little facet, one area. Here's the deal. The Financial Times of London, the real paper of record, it's never been the Wall Street Journal, and certainly isn't now that Rupert Murdoch owns it. The Financial Times of London and the Times of London really are both papers of record, but I meant to say the Financial Times of London financially is where you'll get more of the truth than anywhere else, because the elite has to have a way to talk to all its minions. And you don't even read between the lines there. They will tell you what's going on. With just a few little thin veils, basically, but it's always buried right there. And they said over a year ago, they said, we're going to slowly bring down America, and they're going to incrementally drop the dollar, incrementally raise oil. They're going to incrementally repossess homes. And the great danger to even the elite and their managers is that they have pumped the bubble up so big that if they don't do it very slowly, that is, boil the frog very slowly, that it could cause a true world meltdown and could actually even destroy some of the portfolios of the elite and turn into a complete bedlam. And so the reason, Mr. Kramer, that they're not going among many, but the main paramount reason, the primeval mover, driver, engine in all of this, of all the reasons, the reason that takes pole position, a lot of verbal flourishes there, is that if they lower interest rates, the dollar will slide by probably 15 to 20 cents in a week alone. And they want the dollar to slide, make no mistake, but they want it to continue a slow, agonized, quiet death that yuppies can't notice. Okay, so they've needed to increase rates. In fact, if they wanted to save the dollar, rates would be at 10-15% right now, because that wouldn't even keep up with inflation. They expect on the international bond market for foreign countries to buy government securities when the government securities they're buying that mature in 10, 20, 30 years aren't even keeping value, aren't even gaining 1% a year, but are in negative slide. So to have a rate of 10% is not enough. By the way, I don't want high interest rates. I'm just talking about reality here. They can add a bunch of mumbo jumbo to it all day long. This is real simple, folks. We are completely screwed. I mean, there's not really other ways to describe this. And, of course, Cramer, they're letting all this happen. They want to bankrupt these people. They want to take these houses. The brokers and the pit bosses and all the little minions don't, but the people up above do want a consolidation. That's why when you're living in your dormitory eating ramen noodle and flipping burgers to put yourself through college, you get a credit card every 2 days in the mail. When you get out of debt and you got a little bit of money in the bank and you've got a good credit score, they don't come but maybe twice a year. I've had them cancel. I had a Capital One card that I'd had, and I only had it for emergencies to get gas if I didn't have cash or if I ever had a problem. I think it had like $500 I could have spent on it, and I never used it. I mean, maybe two or three times a year, and they just canceled, and I called them and said, why is this canceled? And they said, you're not the type of customer we want. You're not using the card. Because they thought I was one of these 19-year-olds that wanted to run around and wear some baubles to signets of power. I'm not a monkey. All right? Just get that through your head. I'm not part of the monkey class, and you need to understand that. And all of us need to stop being part of the monkey class that walk around flashing signets and logos at people while the elite are above us. We're all at a costume party running around posing, acting stylish like a bunch of monkeys. And the elite are literally completely engineering a hell pit for you. I mean, I don't know really how else to say it. I'm going to go over some more of the financial news, and then later, as things develop in the show, I'm going to get into it in more detail. We're going to get into how the British government has launched a foot-and-mouth bioweapon attack. That's, by the way, hidden in plain view. I mean, they're entering a new level of propaganda where they even admit it now. Of course, they were running a drill, and it was released. I mean, does it ever end? No, it doesn't. We're also going to get into the illegal aliens are shooting at people, telling folks, get out of your house. You're not no English allowed in more and more towns. It's spreading. The police are openly announcing illegals are above the law and not to be stopped. Now it's in newspapers every day that, yeah, our officers have been told, don't stop them from drinking. It doesn't matter. Just leave them alone. You have a rich, wealthy country with a bunch of spoiled brats living in it, and you're going to get taken real fast. It's real simple. And folks, we're being took by third world surges, by elite banks owning everything. I mean, just the raping is going to be good. I mean, it's going to be severe. It's going to be muy big. And if we recognize who the enemy is now, they may put the brakes on and just beat the living daylights out of us, up one side and down the other. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't put out the maximum effort to expose the New World Order, they're going to go into full martial law. It is going to be hell on earth. And I just hope everybody out there who didn't do anything and who sat there on the bench with their thumb in their mouth, I hope that you realize that you could have averted this. Because they won't pull the trigger on our society completely unless they have tested the water and unless they've decided you're going to go along with it. And from what I'm seeing, they've decided you're going to take it. The level of tyranny that you're going to live under is the exact amount you put up with. Okay? You ever had pushy bosses or pushy employees? You ever had pushy neighbors or pushy family? And it's like magic that when you finally stood up to them, they finally left you alone. You thought going along made it okay, and then one day you finally stood up, and you found out it was the opposite. Now, what I'm really going to cover coming up in about 15 minutes is a timeline of police state, a tyranny timeline, the timeline of tyranny. Just so you can look at where we've gone the last six, 7 years and where we're going. All right. Know where you where you're going. You got to know where you come from. We'll be right back.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
You see, in 1913, the private families of the Bank of England, allied with several robber baron families in the U.S., took control of the treasury and the issuance of money. And everything they've done is in cycles to further consolidate power, further consolidate their wealth. It was a big country, most wealthy in the world. 4% of the world's population already had roughly half the world's wealth because we had some liberty compared to other nations. Not saying we were perfect, but compared to others, we had incredible liberty. As the founders said, something that hadn't happened in 6,000 years had finally happened, and it was precious and needed to be defended, protect the jewel of liberty, the engine of everything else good and wholesome. So it's all about consolidation. Everything the really big players do is about getting you extended out as far as they can, getting you as dependent, getting you as in debt as far as they can, and then violently bringing down the market. In the past, has been the model. And then consolidating. And they have another model they've done where they like to blow out certain sectors of the economy and then consolidate. And they've been doing that globally. And they can also do it in different, not just in different subsectors of an individual economy like the United States or Canada or England or Australia, but then they can also blow out certain sectors in whole regions in Asia, or they can blow out entire sectors, entire economies, and then they come in and consolidate everything. And for the euro to truly rise, the dollar has to die. And for the euro to then rise out of those ashes, the dollar has to die. And this is what David Rockefeller said in 1973 when they first released some of the trilateralist documents that they had just written up with that group they found out was Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, and, of course, Jimmy Carter, who would soon become president. They said that they would create a euro, it would then they would engineer destabilization of the dollar, then they would lower it, create a regional currency, and then the two would fight with each other, and they'd say, oh, let's stop having booms and busts, let's just merge the two. See, they always create the crisis and offer the solution. In fact, when that bridge collapsed late last week, people started calling into the show, emails, hey, watch, they'll call for a North American Union, and they'll call for privatizing the roads to pay for all this. And around the office we said that. And sure enough, last night I had TV on monitoring the situation, and I was watching a show on MSNBC, and they had experts on going, oh, yes, we need to monetize these and hand the roads over to private interest, and they'll fix things. And then they cut to somebody else who was agreeing with it. And then I was listening to Derry Brownfield this morning, was reading a news article about it, and then he said he saw Rangel on TV pushing it. So they just must be everywhere saying this. And sure enough, now, by the time the roads are collapsing again after they've handed them over to private interest, people will forget about that. And the answer will be privatize more of them. Which, if you look at these deals, all it is the foreign companies come in, buy off the politicians for pennies on the dollar, and then literally are just handed the roads, and then taxpayers still build, maintain the roads. That's the way it is here in Texas. They just get all the money. I mean, you're talking about profits so... We're talking about $160+ to drive from Austin to Dallas and back. I mean, that's the state of Texas announcing that. Transponders tracking everything you do. But you hear the general public going, yeah, I don't like it, but the roads are collapsing. 70,000+ roads. My dad has a friend who was a big construction company head, built reactors, nuclear reactors, built them all over the world. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to give too much info so you can figure out who it is, but it's just one of my dad's friends who he knows. And they were out to eat or something last week. He's an old retiree. He lives here in Austin. And my dad's always like hanging out with old folks. Now he's old, so I guess it's even better for him. He's probably listening right now. The point is, I remember when he was like 30-something, he'd be hanging out with old men to pick their brains. But when I was growing up, I was like, why are we going to this old man's house, you know, in Dallas or whatever? But the point is that he said, how many of these bridges are like this? And he said, you don't even want to know, and I'm not going to tell you. But it's bad. I mean, they know. It's about money. They build them. That's why when that 18-wheeler crashed in and exploded and burned for hours in white-hot flame and some of the asphalt buckled and fell in, that's because the things fall down on their own. The comparison of that with the towers is nothing. But I digress. The point here is it's the same thing with the economy. They build junk roads and then go, oh, look, I mean, you can guess what they're going to do next. Let's hand them all over in an even bigger scam to private interests that built the shoddiness to begin with. I mean, there's roads collapsing all the time. They're just not huge ones over the Mississippi. I mean, literally every week some big bridge or trestle collapses. And it's just kept real quiet. Usually it's train overturned, bridge fell down. And then you actually read deeper, the bridge fell, and then the train fell into the river. But it's kept real quiet. Oh, train derailment, and you read it was a bridge collapse. And some people did report it looked like that bridge was blown, and now I have no doubt they probably did blow it. They were already working on it.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's NightSkin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. NightSkin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try NightSkin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try NightSkin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. NightSkin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try NightSkin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
But the reason I got off into the bridge is just the same thing. The government with private contractors builds the junk, there's a crisis, and then they come out with the solutions. It's always the same. After they finally announce the economy's belly up, whether it be a month from now or next year, maybe 2 years from now, they'll finally announce it, they'll preposition, and they'll say, oh, it was the subprime mortgages, or it was the arms, or it, normally when they've done it over in Asia or Europe, it's always a stock trader, some young guy who, you know, you can probably pick who it is, somebody they've built up who's 25 years old, and they thought he was a genius, but he did the $100 million deal, and the average person thinks $100 million's big. That's not even a penny in David Rockefeller's pocket. Oh, $100 million deal, you know, with trillions every hour in the... just in the commodities market, going back and forth. Oh, he did that deal. It's him. He did it. And he'll be arrested, and they'll show him. You know, it's the same thing with Martha Stewart with the dot-com bust. Did nothing wrong, but they'll send her to jail while just incredible crimes are engaged in everywhere. So that's why you see the rich buying private islands, the mass looting of the Treasury, the looting of the Pentagon, trillions missing, everybody moving offshore. I mean, literally... a year is like a blink of an eye, a twinkle of an eye, not even a blink. And if you could see, basically in the aggregate, stretch out all the corporations leaving, in the blink of an eye. I mean, it is just a, I keep saying this because that's what I envision. It is a mass evacuation. I mean, they're running out the front door, dropping jewelry, belongings, jumping in their helicopters. They're hanging off the skids of helicopters. Get me out of here! Ah, oh, oh. Meanwhile, the public's walking around going, I've got the new iPhone. I've got five more tats. Oh, my gosh, I'm wearing high heels and a miniskirt in the restaurant. I've got everything down. I'm rad. You know, just everyone's so rad and so cool. Again, I'm not knocking you. I don't care what you look like. You understand? I don't care. The point is that the good old boys are in the cowboy hats fixating. The wannabe businessmen are out playing golf, feeling powerful, and doing their little social club stuff. You know, trying to show off for their manager. I mean, you watch it. You can see people. They're not conscious. They're literally in Wonderland, in dress-up. And you have to get out of that 3-year-old, 5-year-old mentality to become an adult and start getting real and realizing even what's going on. Because if the country was a ship, we are on fire, folks. The magazine has just exploded. We are sinking, and you're on the front deck smoking a cigar telling me how powerful you are. And that's the thing, is you'll see these men. I've tried to describe this with their girlfriends, and they try to project dominance and power, and they'll strut in and stick their chest out and wheel around and act tough and rev their car up, and man, they're so incredibly cool, and they're on top of things, and they've got, you know, the coolest clothes, and they act the most stylish, and they're all leveraged in debt, and they have no idea about how the world even works. They have no idea how society even operates. Their women think they found a good man because he has the trappings of success and the outward dress of someone who's successful. And these guys think it's manly to be for the war. They think it's tough. Conversely, hippies think because they go to the coffee shop and drink coffee and sit around twittering and talking about which Democratic candidate they like and which one's the cutest, that they're somehow saving the earth and they're involved and they've got a high-mileage car that gets a lot of mileage and they're doing, you know, they're just on the cutting edge. Maybe it's this. I see the overconfidence. And it's a false confidence. It's just an unassured, arrogant attitude. A smiley-faced, you-know-what-eating grin type spirit on all these people. Very proud, very haughty, lots of false aplomb and chutzpah, machismo, whatever term you want to use from whatever language. And I look at them, and I mean, they should be sweaty palmed, hair on the back of their neck standing up, running around trying to get things secured and in place, focused, and they're not. They're not, ladies and gentlemen. They are children. Children. And I've said it many times. I mean, if your yard, if your dog does something in their yard, they'll come over and knock on your door and say, you need to have your dog clean that up. And then they'll walk back over, and, you know, they're the type of guy who, when they're walking out with a case of beer out of a liquor store or out of the gas station, kind of looks left and right, and their girlfriend or wife kind of jumps up and down. Oh, he's tough. He's tough. You know, like people like that dog guy on TV. You know, everybody runs around and acts tough. I mean, it's just, they do that, and you see the women and you know, trittering around as well. And they have no idea there's a complete scientific dictatorship above them, calculating how to get everything in place to kill you. To kill you. First, they got to take everything you got, get you into more and more welfare, get you more and more into the government state, get you into more and more compact cities, get you tracked and traced. And then they're going to start unleashing hell on you. But hey, you don't have a care in the world. Because you've got dyed black hair and a big pentagram on your back. Or you've got the perfect yuppie outfit and a BMW. And so you've got it all figured out. The television told you you're doing well because you have these signets, you have these logos, you have these cultural passes, and you're literally living in a matrix. That's all I'm trying to get through to you. That's all I'm trying to say to you. And I got all this news here, and I'm not trying to be preachy. It's just I look at people, I watch people, and I've learned, you know, the different mannerisms and the different affectations, the insecurities. I've learned to be able to recognize people's insecurities, including my own. I'm criticizing myself in much of this, folks. We all do it. We're all, you know, have that animal side, that base side. I'm just attempting to get you out there to think for yourselves and to get kind of above and outside of your primitive state, because that's definitely part of us. But to man is the only creature, separation from the animals, who is able to get above his primitive nature and to retrospectively look down into it and observe what it is and then see that in his fellow men. And I see these people acting tough, acting stylish. We're not meant to be peacocks, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, birds display to each other and puff up. And I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I see you puffing up. I see lots of puffing up and lots of running around and lots of acting stylish and tough and powerful. And I'm just here to tell you, folks, forget being powerful. You better want real power to protect yourself. That's what power's really for, is to protect women and children. Power isn't something to be abused. And the symbols of power are not power. That, and you've been given false symbols of power. Perfectly styled, by the way, the Japanese emperor's handlers wrote about this. Japanese emperors wrote about this. Their staff wrote about it. The Europeans wrote about it. Don't think for a minute that, you know, a Louis, French king, didn't know that all the fancy new garments and stylish, ridiculous regalia wasn't a social mode of control. Don't think that they didn't realize it's all ridiculous. Kings knew 3,000 years ago that big fancy headdresses, crowns, were meant to impress you. They're manipulating your bestial animal level. That's all. I just get sick of you wearing crowns, folks. Not because, I mean, I got a 3-year-old, likes to, you know, dress up like a princess. That's fine. They do that when they're 3, folks. I'm just telling women out there, see, you're being frozen in a position, and then when you don't look like a princess anymore, when you're 40 years old, then you feel like you have no value. Madison Avenue did that to you. Your value as a woman increases the older you get because of the children you have, and because of the families you've built, and the love you have, and then you are worshipped in your family. No, you've had all that taken away from you, and now you're 45 years old. And your collagen's breaking down, and your connective tissue's starting to disintegrate, and your clock's shutting down, and you think, my God, all I was worth. This is one small microcosm of the overall system I see. You see, and now when you should be entering the paramount of your life, the literal center of the family, you, in the name of feminism, went into a trap and have truly been destroyed and have been debased down to nothing but sexual objects. It's all scientifically done. And so you're so busy chasing after baubles, men and women. You're taught how you're inadequate when you're 5 years old. That they can literally program you with total control off of the carrot you're chasing on the end of the stick. Just like you're a jackass, a donkey that's got a stick tied around his head, around the bridle, and around the bit, sticking out with a carrot on the end of it. And I watch you all in bobble outfits with bobbles. It looks ridiculous. Bobbles and junk hanging off of you. With little crowns, that's what your little fancinesses are. With all these little baubles and crowns on you, dragging all this junk behind you, following a carrot. Now, let me be clear. I'm not saying having a nice house is bad. I'm not saying having a nice car that runs well and is beautiful and you can't appreciate it. But when that's your God, when that comes first, when everything is about that, and if you don't have it, boy, you're inadequate. I literally dream about living in a shack somewhere, a shotgun shack off the back of a river, and working down in some tiny town pumping gas, folks. And going bird hunting and camping with old vets and stuff like that. That's fun. That's good. That's real people. Not running around with a bunch of dressed up, painted up, mindless scum who've destroyed my country. Because we can attack the New World Order all day long. But if you want to know where the real problem is, all you got to do is look into the mirror. And you're going to see the problem staring right back out at you. You're going to see the problem looking right back out at you. All right, I'm going to cover news now, and then I'm going to get your calls when we're good and ready. I want to hear from you, and I love hearing from you, and I want to hear from first-time callers today. Tell us, you go to the head of the line. It can only be trumped by someone who disagrees. You go to the head of the line before them. But hey, everybody can call. I want to hear from everybody at 1-800-259-9231. We'll start taking calls early in the next hour, 1-800-259-9231. Let me just, again, for those that just joined us, and we will cover every bit of this today. We're going to cover it. Fire crew bosses who can't speak Spanish can lose jobs. English speaker says landlord's message is clear. If you don't speak Spanish, you're out. Clerk blames firing on illegals debate. They fired him. He was wearing a Border Patrol hat, and they shot at the building at 7-Eleven, and then they still fired him. In Texas TV lockup, that's the illegal alien front, the third world takeover front. Oh, the middle class thinks they'll fight the elite? We'll just flood them with unlimited third world, and we'll nationalistically pump up the third worlders and have them by double standard economically for economic warfare. And the yuppies won't even fight back. They're too busy adjusting their rings. Look at them. Foot and mouth virus released from government lab. Cell phone FBI can listen to you when your phone is off. I thought I'd bring this back because Drudge has the headline, no more warrants. And that's right. If you actually read the bill, it's just no more warrants in America. They publicly announced it's to, well, we, it's a Bin Laden calls. We can listen. It's hilarious. I have another video clip. U.S. military may implant chips in troops' brains. Now it's on the news. How great it is. This Gadan known Mossad agent running around saying Al-Qaeda is going to get us any minute. American Home files for bankruptcy after shutdown. This is the second biggest mortgage company in the U.S. Bankrupt. Oh, everything's fine. Everything's wonderful right now, let me tell you. When we get back from break, I'm going to just walk through very briefly the timeline. And then there's a lot of other points. We're going to write a timeline today or tomorrow. And I hope this is a very important timeline. I hope you'll get the tyranny timeline out to everyone. Because it is of the utmost importance. Before we go to break, now is the time to engage in the info war like your very life depends on it. And if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, let's say you've already got a PrisonPlanet.tv 15-cent a day membership that just helps us pay for the webmasters and the bandwidth and the rest of it. You can download Terror Storm, second edition, final cut, in super high quality. It looks almost as good as television. Occasionally there might be a little blip or something. But it's very crystal, very pretty, very nice, very, very clear. Brilliant. And you can just download it and burn it to normal CDs all day long. And you can burn a couple while drinking coffee at 6 a.m., about to go to work. When you get home at 5, 6, you can sit there and burn copies. And you just hand them out at work, or you put them on car windshields, or you give them to your neighbor, or you say, hey, man, to your neighbor, this is some pretty interesting stuff. Give me your opinion on this. What do you think of this? This is some pretty wild stuff. I wanted to get your input. That way you're not even socially, how do you, I mean, you're facing death. I mean, we're facing extermination here. These people killed 200 mil last century. But, you know, what, you don't want your neighbor to think you're a kook. We don't want to get outside the comfort zone. So just say, what do you think of this? You know, they're only announcing domestic spies to, quote, fight crime under FBI control. And they're only announcing forced inoculations and all the rest of the stuff. And they've only recruited preachers in every county in the U.S. to, quote, spy on their congregations and tell them to turn their guns in when the time comes. I mean, that's admitted. The president's only announced he's above the law and above Congress. Literally, publicly. Why not get involved? Why not? Because believe me, I mean, this is like, you're about to fall off a cliff, we're all about to fall off, and all I'm saying is, hey, let's not fall off. Let's scream bloody murder every day, call into talk shows, post on websites. I mean, go nuts, folks. I mean, get aggressive. I mean, put in 10 hours a day on this. This is the fight. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is not a game. You're going to wish later you'd have fought these murderers. They're coming to kill us. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Fox News on a weekly basis attacks me by name now. I have become a meme or a signpost or a buzzword. And I don't know, 3 or 4 times the last month they've attacked Ron Paul. They did it yesterday in person. Later I'm going to play that clip. We don't have the whole clip, though, because people call me about it. They go to break, and then NewsHounds cuts it off there. We haven't been able to find the clip when he was... Oh, you have the full clip now? You're able to find it? Okay, then later. You mean where they come back from break? Okay, good. Okay, cool. I only had the first part. Will you IM that to Paul Watson so he can get it posted? Thanks. Because in our top story at PrisonPlanet.com about it, I don't... We only have the first part of the clip. And they come back from break and keep bringing it up. And I've seen a transcript out there. I wonder where... But Ron Paul said, look, I go on his show. He supports me. I support him. I don't have to agree with everything he says. I don't agree with anything on this Fox News show, but I'm here. And they come up and go, you say there could be false flag terror attacks. He did give a speech saying they could have a Gulf of Tonkin event. He has said, quote, I'm worried about a staged provocation, but not particularly a 9/11. And that's fine. We understand why Ron Paul's doing that and saying that. The point is that, when you got Fox News, folks, because I know what they are. It's not a band of moronic fake conservatives. I mean, these are hardcore people. They know they're destroying America. Fox News knows the NAU is real. They know they're selling everybody on Big Brother. I mean, you really watch that channel. It's extremely wicked. And, of course, it now has been confirmed, Kansas City Star, what we already had seen, I never confirmed it, that Dick Cheney was press secretary for Senator Ted Kennedy. But that's all being kept real quiet. I mean, the Clinton's vacation with Bush, they hang out with him before Clinton ever got elected. I mean, this is staged, okay? At that level, it's staged. And Fox and the rest of them at the high levels, they know they're killing this country. And they claimed it was a viewer email, but then they done other Fox News reports about it earlier. So then she goes into, well, the headline says this. Well, you said this and that. And she was all versed in it, and it was not a viewer email. But they like to make it look like it came from, oh, just spontaneously. One more thing, Congressman. This Alex Jones. Let me tell you something. Careful what you wish for. A lot of you out there want to be called out by the New World Order. A lot of you want to have the New World Order's attention on you. A lot of you want to be big shots and all this. Believe me, it's not fun. And it is not a good feeling. It is a melancholy feeling. It is a very cold feeling to have the New World Order watching you, listening to you, tracking you. And I never talk about it. I never give it attention and the weird stuff I've been through and the things that have happened. But the point is that it lets you know just how real this is. And I literally, folks, do say the Lord's Prayer because we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and I fear no evil, for thou art with me. And God does comfort me. But just know this, I am in the dragon's lair, ladies and gentlemen. I am facing down the dragon. And I will probably be torn limb from limb. But it is the exercise of resistance that matters. And that's when God intervenes, when you do put yourself in the way of the fist. Okay? I am there without a sword, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, in the info war, I have the sword of the truth and of the word. But in this physical realm, ladies and gentlemen, I am a nonviolent person. And I am here right out in front of the New World Order, right out, and they want to kill me so bad they can taste it, folks, but they know it'll turn me into a martyr. And I want people to realize just how serious this is. And I can feel the evil, ladies and gentlemen, but I can also feel the good. And I can feel your prayers. And I do need your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, because the enemy is fully aware. I mean, other people just call Fox propaganda, or they're right-wingers. Folks, they're not any wing. They are bring the U.S. down, pro-world government. They're here for they're here to sell you on taking your pension funds, your bank accounts, your mortgages. They're here to strap you down and anesthetize you while they suck your blood like a spider.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.